This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's approach during ongoing tensions in West Asia has highlighted its strength in building relationships, taking decisive action and managing crises effectively. Addressing a summit organized by a private media group in New Delhi last evening, Prime Minister Modi noted that despite global uncertainty since February 28, India continues to move ahead with confidence and a firm commitment to development. Mr. Modi emphasized that the country no longer shies away from challenges but faces them head on. The Prime Minister said that even in difficult warlike situations, the world is recognizing India's policies, strategic thinking and capabilities.
इस समय युद्ध की परिस्थितियों में भी भारत की नीति और रणनीति देखकर भारत का सामर्थ्य देखकर दुनिया के अनेकों देश हैरान है। 28 फरवरी से दुनिया में जो उथल-पुथल मची है, इन कठोर विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी भारत प्रगति के, विकास के, विश्वास के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है।
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed the Lok Sabha on the current situation in West Asia. He said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He further said that the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday. In a social media post, he said their discussions were focused on the West Asia conflict and its impact on the international economy. The External Affairs Minister also met the envoys of the member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates yesterday. The meeting was also attended by the ambassadors of Bahrain, Oman, Kuwait and Qatar. In Lok Sabha, the discussion on the Finance Bill 2026 will resume today. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 26-27. Moreover, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar to move the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019 bill. The bill seeks to amend the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019. The scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly elections will be held today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on 4th of May. Meanwhile, campaigning has intensified in Keralam as the nomination filing process concluded. In Puducherry, battle lines are drawn for a fierce electoral contest in the Union Territory. Similarly, in Assam, political activity has intensified with candidates from all major political parties have begun reaching out to voters seeking public support. The Election Commission has published the first supplementary voters list after SIR adjudications in West Bengal last night. The lists for each booth were made available on the EC's website. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on 24th March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. President Draupadi Murmu, in her message, said that tuberculosis continues to pose a significant public health challenge affecting millions of lives across the world. A fire broke out at a plywood godown in Bhavana industrial area in the national capital today. The Delhi Fire Service said 17 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. The inaugural National Indoor Athletics Championships will begin at Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar today, marking a new chapter for track and field in the country. The two-day meet has drawn 278 entries, including 97 women, and will feature competition in both senior and under-20 categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.